Well, although we may not be able to meet, we are still church and we are still fellowship. And a chance for us now to look into God's word. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the blessings of this day and for your word. And we pray that as we look into it now, you would guide and support each one of us. Amen. Well, we continue to look at some of these prophecies round about the lead up to Easter and the life, death and resurrection of Jesus. We probably hear lots of stories about things or people which have been rejected and go on to form something quite significant. The Kansas City Star described the work of one person who they rejected and refused to use this person's work again. They described it as lacking in imagination and having no good ideas. The person in question was Walt Disney. We will have heard of him and what his work would go on to achieve. The Autosport magazine in 1980, one of the most widely used magazines in British motorsport, described this young British driver and said they heard he was going to get a test drive with the Lotus Formula One team. "We hope this is not the case," it said, "because he doesn't have much talent and there are more deserving drivers around." His name was Nigel Mansell, went on to be a world champion. We hear stories all the time of those rejected and yet would go on to achieve a lot. And just as it would be with Jesus, the stone the builders rejected would become the capstone. Last week we looked at the reminder of how the shepherd would be struck and the sheep would scatter. And this week we come to look at words which are often quoted from scripture, but speak powerfully about what Jesus would go through. Builders are not supposed to waste any material. Even when a stone is damaged or disfigured in some way, they will still look to try and use it. For a stone to be rejected altogether would have to mean it was no good whatsoever. Therefore, this stone would have to be thrown out. The most important part of any building is the cornerstone or the capstone. Without it, the building falls apart. In battles which were being fought on the ground, the cornerstone would be the target. A bit like last week, the shepherd being targeted. If the cornerstone was damaged, then the rest of the building would be more likely to fall. And so what is being said here is that Jesus would be rejected, but is now the cornerstone for our faith. His life and teaching would be the cornerstone of the church. And in Psalm 118, it begins with praise and worship. The first four verses here. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." This theme of how his love endures forever is repeated. There is thanks and praise repeated throughout this psalm. And then we come to our key verse for today. In Psalm 118, verse 22, "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes." Jesus would go on to quote this in Matthew 21, 42. It's also found in Mark 12, 10 and Luke 20, 17. It then also gets quoted later in the New Testament, in Acts 4:11, Ephesians 2:20, and in 1 Peter 2, how Jesus would be rejected by his own people and how they would despise him. We have already looked at this a few weeks ago, that well-known verse in Isaiah 53. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Jesus would be rejected because he was not what people were expecting. We talk a lot about the prophecies of Jesus at Christmas, what was expected about his birth and how all this would come about. Another well-known verse from Isaiah, the government will sit upon his shoulders, of his rule there would be no end. The Jews would have been expecting someone to overthrow the Roman Empire. And yet, Jesus wouldn't be that person. He wouldn't be what they were expecting. As we'll think about next week, Palm Sunday, they give him such a triumphant welcome. And a few days later are saying, crucify him. Get rid of him. And continue to wait for the real Messiah to come. Some people still are. The religious leaders of the time wanted to get rid of him. Get rid of him as he was a threat. His teaching went against a lot of what they had been saying. We read many times in the Gospels of how they were planning to get rid of him. And if we turn now to Mark 12, we read the parable of the tenants. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, they will respect my son. But the tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done marvellous things in our eyes. Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left and went away. We see what happens as Jesus tells this parable, and he quotes this piece of scripture, and we see how it will be fulfilled. Israel as the vineyard, the vineyard here, which God had cultivated to bring salvation to the world. The religious leaders not only frustrated their nation's purposes, but also killed those trying to fulfil it. In this parable, the man who planted the vineyard is God. The vineyard is the nation Israel. The tenants are Israel's religious leaders. The servants are the prophets and priests who remained faithful to God. The Son is Jesus, and the others are the Gentiles. As Jesus tells this story, he exposes the plan there would be to kill him. He quotes Psalm 118:22, how he would be the stone rejected by the builders. But although he would be rejected by the religious leaders, he would become the capstone on which the building was made. The life and teaching of Jesus would be the foundation of the church. He would have to go through suffering to first accomplish this salvation. He did not appear to be the ideal saviour. As we looked at a few weeks ago, he would be led like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep was silent before the shearer. He's not the ideal hero that people were expecting. And yet, although he would be cast aside, he would rise from the dead and achieve the ultimate victory over sin and death. Jesus had to go to the cross to achieve that victory. And just as Jesus was rejected then, the sad truth is he's rejected by many in the world today. People don't see a need for him anymore. I wonder how many people have rejected Jesus without even taking a moment to think about him and about what he might mean. And with the state of the world right now, we are coming face to face with the reality of human frailty. In society today, particularly in this country, there is so much which is placed above Jesus. How godless is the society that we live in today? Yeah, we've heard a lot about supermarkets at the moment, shelves being empty. I went into Tesco's on Monday. Easter eggs. The shelves of Easter eggs were full. People aren't panic buying Easter eggs yet. But you know, that's a symbol of what Easter means to so many. Right in our faces everywhere we go. Where is the thought for Jesus here? Is this what Easter's all about? So few have ever even thought of Jesus. The stone the builders rejected by so many in the world today. And it raises the question, what are we building our lives on? In some ways it's ironic. In this part of the world, we appear to have so much freedom. The opportunity to have so many things that we base our lives on. And yet, so many of those things seem much less secure now. Even our freedom has been challenged in the last few weeks. All of those things which people put so much hope in are being challenged. All those things which people have so much expectation for. Those things which make up so much of our lives, so much of the things that we rely on, just don't feel so secure anymore. You know, I was watching an article on BBC News this week about a Japanese surfer who's been training for the last 2 years, all focusing to peak at the Olympics. As you know, the Olympics has now been postponed until next year. You know, there are so many things which people are driven towards. So many things that people look forward to. So many securities which are now gone. It creates a sense of insecurity and emptiness for so many people. Those things that were part of everyday life. Those things that we build our lives on. Foundations being shaken. In some cases, that cornerstone of our lives being taken away. But when Jesus is the cornerstone, then it's a very different story. Because Jesus will not be shaken. When we build our lives on him and make him the cornerstone, then we have that firm foundation. It'll be where the devil will look to attack us, look to get to our weakness, to target us, to get us down. But we read in Psalm 62, verses 6 and 7, "Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge." Yes, the foundations of society are being shaken. The very things we take for granted are now much less secure. But Jesus remains the firm foundation. Should we all ask ourselves the question, as we build our own lives, what is the cornerstone? The cornerstone of the Christian faith is on the life and teaching of Jesus. Is Jesus our cornerstone? When we have him as the cornerstone, then we are secure. If something else is the cornerstone, then we're so much more vulnerable to attack. If our hope is placed in something else, then we're so much more vulnerable. But Jesus will still be there. Jason spoke a few weeks ago about the wise and foolish builders. What are our lives being built on? On firm foundations. What is your cornerstone? As a church, we make up the body of Christ. And there may be times we feel weak, both individually and collectively. But with Christ as the cornerstone, it remains solid. It was prophesied that the same stone the builders rejected would go on to become the cornerstone. And as we thought about in Isaiah 53, we can see that Jesus would go to the cross and suffer and die for our sins. People did not understand what was going on. In some cases, they were afraid of him. For many, Jesus didn't measure up. Or maybe he was a threat. Jesus would be rejected by people, and he knew this. Yes, he's rejected by many today. Will we choose to make him the cornerstone? Maybe you've been a Christian for years and years, and you know that today is the day when you need to make him the cornerstone once again. Build our lives on him. Make him the cornerstone on which we build our lives. Whatever else we might put our hope in, we know that in him, his word will stand forever. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your provision for us, providing us with your word and the opportunity to spend time with you in prayer. Father, forgive us when we don't always place you at the centre. And I pray for each one of us, as we look to build our lives, they would be built on Jesus as the cornerstone. We pray that message would be shared to others. And we pray for our world right now. So many foundations being shaken. So many things feeling insecure. We just pray they would look to you as their cornerstone. Amen.